When Jesus entered Samaria in John 4:5, he came to that place frequented by the great patriarch Jacob, and he came to rest at the famous Jacob's well. It says in verse 6 that he was tired, he was weary, so he sat down beside the well, and it's important, it's going to be an important fact that we'll note later, that John even gives us the time of day. That's very, very rare. We are told in the chapter before that Nicodemus came to see him after sundown. Here we're told that Jesus is resting at the wellhead at 12 noon. There's a marvelous sermon by the great Victorian Baptist Charles Haddon Spurgeon, who went to heaven in 1892, about Jesus exhausted, resting by the well. We talked about how this passage, John 4, is an example of missions. It's also an illustration of the humility of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he took on our human nature and our susceptibility to the frailty of human nature. He's tired. He's exhausted. We may reasonably conclude that he was hungry. And there he is by the well. It's actually a dangerous place for a Jew, and we might imagine that there could have been some protest on the part of his disciples, that he would remain there alone while they went into the village to seek food for their midday meal. He's there waiting. He's exhausted, but he's on a mission. And even though he's exhausted and waiting on lunch, he's prepared to work. And in just a moment, he will do the work he came to do, the work of saving the souls of men and women. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Join us, please, at rampartpublications.com.